Our last visit with Bob by Rita Lynch. I know we all were shocked to hear of the recent passing of Bob Watson, our friend and dedicated reporter whom we were privileged to work with at the Jefferson City News Tribune. Bob died unexpectedly on August 4th here at St. Mary's Health Center after a brief illness. Gary Wunder and I were able to attend the visitation on August 8th at the Presbyterian Church where Bob had been a member for many years. As expected, there was a huge crowd, which included lots of legislators and many of Bob's co-workers and friends. He is survived by his mother, a son, a daughter, his sister, and his very special friend of over 40 years and other relatives. For Bob's loved ones, we left a letter of appreciation and a copy of the resolution we passed at this year's state convention commending Bob for the excellent work he has done for us the past 30 years. Little do we know that our time was very limited to recognize him for all the work he has done for us. Thanks to Daniel Garcia for writing up the resolution and getting it to the committee. In the newsroom, Bob was also known as the Bulldog because he insisted on reporting the whole story and as even-handed as humanly possible. He was committed to reporting the news received in the words of his sources, no paraphrasing from this reporter. Bob started his journalism career here in Jefferson City in 1972 with KLIK Radio. He then moved to television with KRCG here in the local area. In 1989, Bob started working at the News Tribune and became the type of reporter we all truly appreciate working with, as he reported without fear or favor. He has been the recipient of numerous awards for his outstanding work in journalism. Bob has also been very active in his church and in his local community as well. Bob always had time to stop and visit wherever he happened to meet. We truly miss Bob as we carry on the work of the Federation. Here's the letter we sent to Bob's family along with the resolution. August 8, 2019, to the family and friends of Bob Watson. As you may already know, the National Federation of the Blind of Missouri and its Jefferson City chapter think very highly of Bob Watson and the help that he gave to us as we tried to make a difference in the lives of blind people. He covered our legislative efforts every year, but even on a rainy day, he joined us at a walkathon to talk more broadly about the issues that brought us together. He was a first-rate journalist who always treated us with tremendous respect, even though he did not represent a large readership or any significant cash to the newspaper. He was an affirming presence, not only because he could provide us with valuable exposure to the community, but because he made it clear that he felt it an honor to be among us, to help us articulate the challenges we face, and to spell out in detail the hopes and dreams that we hoped our organization would make real for the people we serve. I read in Bob's obituary his reverence for the Golden Rule. If ever there has been a prescription for guidance about how to behave, this precept is it. And for those of us who voted and passed the enclosed resolution, Bob was the living embodiment of it. Through this letter and the enclosed resolution, please know how much we appreciate Bob's touching our lives and for allowing him to touch ours. At the moment, we feel sadness, but in the measure of time, that sadness will give way to the joy we had in knowing him and calling him our beloved friend, Gary Wunder.